Hello, this is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller, and today we're speaking with Marcus Kirsch. He is the head of cybersecurity with Rocket Chat. How are you doing today, Marcus?
Hello, Don. Thanks for having me. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. So let's get started with part two and find out a little bit more about Rocket Chat. You're starting off in an area of the industry where there's a lot of competition. How does Rocket Chat differ from the other messaging platforms when it comes to data protection and data privacy? And can you give us an example that might demonstrate that?
So our focus is what we are trying to give value to our users is we want to provide data protection in every conversation. And that means that we provide a platform that's fully open. There's no backdoors. There's no metadata tracking that you as a user or you as a company do not want. Fully open source, even our enterprise edition, fully open source. And we allow additional things like encryption that you can apply over all your communications. But our purpose is we want to provide data protection every conversation. And we do not want, let's say, we want you to be in control over your data. So we're taking the opposite approach of what's happening in the market, which where we see is happening. Okay, a lot of communication providers are trying to consolidate all the communications in the cloud on their own platform. They're provided as a service only that you can consume, and they are sitting on that data. They scale up their infrastructure and they can provide it at a very competitive price than that is there. Model, but what we're trying to do is say we want to give the control to users and to organizations back into their own conversations. And as an example of what kind of situations you can avoid, so a couple of weeks ago the internet basically went dark when the whole infrastructure from Facebook went down. This means WhatsApp was not available, Instagram not available, Facebook themselves not available. And that means a lot of organizations that relied on this infrastructure to communicate with their customers were sitting in the dark. They had no way to reach out to their customers. And as a real value of what Rocket Chat is providing is we are providing a decentralized messaging platform where you are in control of your data. You do not have to rely on a centralized infrastructure from a third party, but you yourself own the communication and distribution channel of your messages with your customer. So as an example, what you can do with our solution is you can embed, for example, our omnichannel product, which you can implement on your website. So if you use that widget, for example, and you use Rocket Chat, you don't have to relay your traffic to a third party, but you stay in direct control over the communications with your customers. So that is one example where we say, hey, it's not just data protection that we provide, but we also provide an alternative to the big centralized blocks in the internet. With us, you can go a decentralized way and don't have to rely on a third party.
Is there a difference between, and I think you've gotten into this a little bit already, but is there a real difference between the data protection and the privacy?
In my opinion, yes. In my opinion, I see data protection really focusing on securing data against data loss or it not being available or it's losing its integrity, meaning it's modified by someone without your consent. I see that as the core of data protection, whereas I see privacy, that is an individual liberty that you as a person have. And when we talk about, okay, we want to protect privacy, and that's one of our core goals as Rocket Chat as well, we are trying to help people with securing their individual rights by giving them the choice and giving them the control back over their personal data. So for me, privacy is really, that is a personal individual right, how you yourself as an individual want to share your data with other people, organizations, and so on and so forth.
Basically, when you become self-hosted, you're taking control of the security aspect of it. So what makes self-hosting messaging platforms more secure than those that are hosted by third parties?
So when you go self-hosted, you remain in control over your data. And that means you have full control over your configuration. You can configure whatever service or messaging platform you want to set up according to what you really need. So the options that you have are much more available than what you would have if you would go with a third party that hosts that service on your behalf. You also have, if you go with an open source self-hosted messaging platform, you would have full insight into the code, meaning you would know how it works, that you can verify yourself. There are no backdoors, no unwanted functions. You can even audit that code by yourself and, of course, test it yourself. And from a security perspective, the main benefit that I'm seeing is you can apply your own policies, your own security policies on your perimeter onto that messaging platform, and that you can do that on all layers. So if you would, on the contrary, go with a third-party hosted messaging platform, you would most likely only be able to do the security controls on the application layer. But if you go into your if you self-host your messaging application, you can do that on all layers, including the network, of course, as well the application, but you have a more robust and integrated security model than you would have with the third party that you go. And last but not least, you're in the position to troubleshoot all the problems that occur. So if you compare that with going with a third party where you have to submit tickets and where you have to wait for your case to be prioritized, if you do that yourself, if you host your messaging platform yourself, you're in a way to troubleshoot directly any problem that might occur.
We've just gone through, and really, we're still experiencing some of the effects of a pandemic. And how has that working environment changed from a basically an on-site versus a remote hybrid work? How has that really had an impact on cybersecurity practices? In particular, how are they related to the messaging platforms?
So if we compare today's situation where the requirement is mostly that everyone needs to work from everywhere, if we compare that to the days before the pandemic, where we saw companies using a more locked down approach to their messaging apps or messaging platforms, today what we see is as a cybersecurity practitioner, you must be able to provide a messaging platform that can really be reached from all locations, from all devices, and also from public networks. So that has changed with the shift to, let's say, home office and remote work. And that will change. That's a change that's not going to reverse. We can see that in the market that will stay. So the lockdown approach to having messaging platforms only on the internal network and only very close down to, let's say, office networks or office buildings, that's likely going to change to be more open and more, let's say, reachable for the users themselves. What does it mean for cybersecurity practitioners? When you choose your messaging platforms, use platforms that support this remote work, that are where you can customize the, let's say, devices that can connect, where you can customize the networks from where you can log in. And that's the first step, that you support this remote work and look for a platform that is not only available on that closed communication layer that was before the pandemic. What we can also see from the market is there is still demand for that very closed communication or even air-gapped communications that don't use public networks. So even if you have a case like this, using an air-gapped setup or using a messaging platform that uses an air-gapped setup without any access from a public network or from the internet is also very important to keep that access locked down so that you do not have to open it up to the public networks. And last but not least, in terms of communications, which is the core purpose of messaging platforms, we see that there's been a lot of focus recently on asynchronous communications, meaning okay, using messages, using threads, using let's say not live communications like we had video calls, and bringing asynchronous communications together with synchronous communications in a unified communication on that messaging platform. That's a specific channel for cybersecurity practitioners, because you need to secure all of these communication layers. That's video, audio, messages. And for that, what's the best way where you want to centralize and ultimately your employee communications? The recommendations that I can have is use a very customizable messaging platform. Use an open messaging platform where you can see what does that messaging platform do, where you can audit the code, so an open source platform. And those two things, open source, full customizations, and then self-hosted, that I think is the future of a secure communication platform where you and your teams can collaborate in this new remote and hybrid work environment.
Where can our listeners find out a little bit more?
Come to our website, come to RocketChat, or visit us on our open server, open.rocketchat, and talk to us. Let us know how you, let's say, what are your challenges when you use messaging platforms. And we just invite you, yeah, get to know our product, because it's really customizable. It's really can fit a lot of needs. It's open source, so you can also just download it and install your own server. There's nothing prohibiting you. We have hundreds of thousands of servers running. And yeah, look to us on social media, Twitter, YouTube. We always produce podcasts or interesting industry debates. So we're looking forward to see you there on our open server, on our social media, and yeah, showing to you more on how RocketChat can improve your team's communication.
This is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller, speaking with Marcus Kirsch. He is the head of cybersecurity with RocketChat. Marcus, this is groundbreaking stuff. You're, I think, part of the leading edge that's really putting a value on the data that consumers have lost and have given up to the big guys. So I think there's going to be a very big growth curve for your company.
Thank you, Don. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, thank you very much.